Welcome to the very first episode of the Monkwood Monkey Talk podcast. I'm Emily, one of your hosts, and I couldn't be more excited to embark on this wild adventure with you. Today we'll be celebrating all the students who are pushing themselves to improve their cultural capital and get those pledges. We will also be interviewing our very own Mr. Pedley in our segment, Education Through the Decades. Stay tuned for that bit. First up, here's Bobby Joe, Phoebe, Henry and Emily bringing you the latest all-important pledge announcement.
It's me, Bobby Joe, and I'm here to tell you all about Zara in Class 6, who has recently had the chop all for charity. Zara took an impressive 30 centimetres of her hair and very kindly donated it to a charity that makes wigs for people with conditions that may make them lose their hair, such as leukemia. Really impressed with you, Zara. You did a beautiful thing. Over to you, Phoebe.
Thanks, Bobby Joe. Phoebe here to tell you all about Olivia, who has been going for her bronze pledge under cultural experiences. Recently, she has participated in an extracurricular activity by achieving level 2 gymnastics. I also want to tell you about Aubrey, who has recently graduated from the Snow Zone Academy. Future Olympians, you may say. Well done to both the girls. Henry, you got the next pledge?
I absolutely do, Phoebe. Thanks. Henry here to tell you all about my good friend and classmate Rose, who has just completed another pledge towards her silver award. This time, she has researched different careers of significant people. Albert Einstein was the inspiration for her PowerPoint presentation, and it was filled with such an amazing amount of information and detail. Well done, Rose. Keep on going to get that silver award. Finally, here's Emily with the last pledge of this week's podcast. Emily?
Thanks, Henry. Yes, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about our final pledge celebration this week. Joseph of Class 11 has earned another pledge in silver life skills. He did this by creating an amazing PowerPoint on the solar system. It was really impressive, and you could really tell he'd gone above and beyond in what he'd been asked to do. Mr. H was very impressed.
If you would like to appear in our pledge shout-outs, make sure to look at your pledge board to see what you could do outside of school. Also, when you have done something amazing and complete a pledge, remind your teachers that it's super important to fill out your pledge passport. We should always celebrate our achievements here at Monkwood.
Hello everyone, Charlie here, and we all hope that you have enjoyed this so far. Today we are going to be interviewing our amazing Year 5 teacher, Mr. Pedler. He grew up during the 1980s where Leg Warmers, Crazy Hair and the songs Hungry Like a Wolf was popular. Let's move swiftly on with Eva, Phoebe, Bobby Joe and myself getting all the facts from Mr. P that everyone is dying to know. Hello, Mr. Pedler. Thanks for coming on the Monkwood Monkey podcast. We are really excited to have you on our show. So we'll jump straight into the first question.
So my first question is, which primary school did you go to and what was school like for you?
Oh, great question, Evie. The primary school I went to was a school in Sheffield called Bleedless Primary School. It was about a mile away from my home, so I had to walk to school as well because my mum can't drive, my dad was at work, so I did have to get a little bit of exercise before I started. Really happy memories of school, loved all the subjects except music, sorry Mr. H, just because I wasn't very good at it and I didn't really understand it, I tried my best. Really happy times, and I've got lots of friends that I still see now. Over 30 years on, we've been to weddings as we've grown up and birthday parties and that sort of thing. So, yeah, really happy times.
Thanks, Mr. Pedler. Now, the next question is, what's your favourite subject and why?
Tough one, that one. Lots of different subjects, mainly PE, because I enjoy being active. I enjoy playing football with my friends. I'm like watching football, so it's kind of an extension of that. I enjoyed English, I liked writing, I love reading, I still do a lot of reading now, so my love of reading was fostered at school. I enjoyed science as well, and history and geography, because I like to know things.
Did you ever get bullied? And if so, how did you overcome it?
There were times when I had disagreements. I wouldn't necessarily say I was bullied as such. There were a couple of times where people said a few unkind things, and it was hard at times. There were times when I didn't want to go to school. I told my teachers, I talked to my mum and dad at home. But it was just about being open and honest, really. And there came a time when actually I turned around and said something back to the bully. They didn't like it, and it kind of stopped from there.
Thank you. What was your favourite school dinner option?
I didn't really like school dinners as a primary school, if I'm honest. I always used to take a packed lunch. I always used to take a packed lunch because a lot of my friends were packed lunches. So it was when we weren't playing together on the yard, we'd just all go and have dinner together.
Cheers, Mr. P. Who is your favourite teacher and why were they your favourite?
Mrs. Smith was my favourite primary school teacher. She was my Year 6 teacher. She was my favourite for lots of different reasons, mainly because she was softly spoken. She always spoke to everybody in a really, really kind and friendly way. Whatever had happened, she always used to kind of just... There was never any shouting. It was always just a calm manner, talking things through. She was really, really helpful. And when you leave in primary school to go to secondary school, it's a big thing. So it was a lovely end before moving on to the next stage of your life and your educational, your school life and your school career. So yeah, Mrs. Smith, Year 6, and I think she now works in a library somewhere, which is quite nice for her.
The grueling part's over now, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much for letting me speak. I was very, very nervous, actually, but I'll get back to my marking. Okay, thank you very much, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, guys. I really enjoyed listening to all those historical facts about Mr. Pedley. Now on to our next segment, where we will share with you pieces of writing such as short stories or poems. Today I'd like to share with you a couple of poems that I wrote during our English lesson. The first poem is called Spring. Spring, playing happily, my brother's birthday, what a beautiful day it is today. I just love spring as it's also my brother's birthday. We make special memories on this day. The next poem is about foxes. I like foxes in particular because you don't necessarily see them all the time, and when you do, just take a moment to appreciate them. Fox, fluffy, orange fur, hunting for food. Foxes sleep in the day and wake up late.
Finally, it's competition time and time to win some prizes. The first class to email Mr. H the answer to these riddles wins a prize for the whole class. Teachers, you may help, but you are not allowed to Google the answers. The first riddle is, what has a head, a tail, but no body? The next riddle is, what stays in the corner but travels around the world? Remember, teachers must email Mr. H on behalf of their classes, and the first class will win.
Well, there you have it, folks, our first episode completed. Thanks again to Mr. Pedley and to our wonderful podcasters today. We hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you next time on our Monkwood Monkey podcast. Bye! Bye.